Come on, praise the Lord. It's good for us to be here. You welcome somebody by your side. Say it's good for us to be here. It's good we're here today. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Some way in our conversations. It's so beautiful how we've come this year. So much beautiful teachings. We've had so great teachings, great words. Come on, great word, great blessings. Amen. And today I want to begin to talk to you about the good habits of a smart believer. The good habits of a smart believer, right? Good habits of a smart believer. I think we talk about smartphones, smartphones, smart houses, smart cars. Everything is getting smart. Come on, smart TV. I felt it was good we now talked about smart believers too. Right? Smart believers. You need to be a smart believer. I think my concept of smart, actually, it's about the thought of working hard. Versus working smart. I believe, and I agree with the notion that we don't have to work. It's not about working hard. It's not about working hard. There should be working smart. You should also work smart. Amen. You know, sometimes we've moved to work hard. There's a desire in our hearts to get a result. We want to get results. And so I think many times what we think is that we need to put in more effort. Believers are pushed to work hard because of the result we want to get or want to see in our lives. We think that if we do so much, expend so much energy, there's a constant zeal to currently expend energy. And we think that's the only way. You get so many meetings now, so many meetings, and hard meetings. Maybe we think that if we make it tough, we'll get results. If we can make it tough, then we'll get results. I'm waiting for you to settle in with me because I don't know if you are here yet. So I'm trying to get you. When you get there, we'll get to the word and we'll start moving. Are you here? I want to show you something. In the next few weeks, it's going to be a series already because we're talking about good habits. So I will show you. But I'm trying to show you the challenge. And if you think like that against what I'm teaching now, if you're not working in line with what I'm going to teach you, the smart things I'm going to teach you now, you would find that results are still not coming. And it's not by working hard. We apply don't work hard to our business, to our jobs. Work smartly. Come on. When it comes to our Christian work, I think we should also be smart. Not just try to make it hard. Are you here? Hard work will not always pay. Smart work will. Like somebody says, is to take is like somebody prescribes drugs. Two. One in the morning, one in the evening, one in the morning, one in the evening. And then The one in the morning, one in the evening for Monday to Friday will be what? Like, that will be like 10. Abi? That will be like 10. And you say, let's just, I think that Niger thing is there. Let me just take the 10 on Monday. Abi? So that it will clear it. It will work fast. It will be effective. Every time we want to work hard and not smart, and that's the problem. We consider long meetings, and we consider things that are hard to be things that are good. Come on, are you here? We consider things that are hard to be things that are good and things that will work. It will work because it is hard. It will work because it is difficult. Right? If we can make it hard enough, then the people would jump into it and would be excited. And somehow, they would believe because it is hard. And so, it will work. But if we make it easy, it will look as though it is useless. It will not work. But when we get to our gadgets, our lives, our TV, smartphones, smart everything, we prefer it to be easy. Come on. We have weeks, so when I have time, I like to break down. So just stay with me. We prefer it to be easy. If you want to connect something with somebody, you want to find the easy app to do it. Right? Smart. It's easy. You just touch a button here, everything seems to be working and you are okay. We want everything to be easy and smart in our lives. But when it comes to our Christian walk, if we make it easy, you say this thing will not work. It's not powerful. There's no power here. It is only powerful when it is hard. I want you to be thinking. I expect you to be thinking. Maybe you don't know yet, but you are thinking and you are seeing that for every aspect of your life, you prefer it easy. You prefer it smart. You prefer it to walk. But for the Christian walk, Christian life, you think if you must get results, you must sweat and you must suffer. You must suffer. If you don't suffer and sweat and shout and want to nearly die, then this thing is not correct. This is not, it's not powerful. I won't see results. The story of Elisha or Jah, I don't know which of the Elis. Take it Jah or Shah. Just take anyone. Elijah, Elisha, it's okay. But you know the story, you know the place in the scripture or the story where it says, let the God that answered by fire be God indeed. And so it goes like this. He tells the children of the Baal, the prophets of Baal, to get the sacrifice, prepare the fire, do all that kind of stuff. And then he will do his own on the other side. And then he says, don't light fire. Call upon your God. I will call upon my God. But you go first. I give you first chance. And so they do all that. They do all that. And he mocks them by saying that maybe he's sleeping. Shout more. Maybe he has gone on a trip. Wait, you have to go longer. Maybe he just begins to mock them. So in that time, what they used to do to get the response of their God will be to, they begin to cut themselves. They begin to say, they feel that energy, that shout, that's where the result, the answer will come. Elisha goes on the other side. He takes water. He says, it's not even enough. Dig a trench. Then pour water. They keep pouring water. He says, all right, it's okay. Then he calls on God. Without shouting, without much ado, and then fire comes. Believers now think that the idea is to suffer. That if Christianity is suffering you, then you are not in real Christianity. If it's not hard, if I say, read a chapter of the Bible, this is the problem we have. I want to go to the church. You see, that church, when we go, like now, in the morning at 8, by 4 o'clock, 4 will close.
We want to talk about smart believing.
At the proof of results. Come on. It should not be hard. With sweet Jesus, I thank you. Power can flow. Come on, are you here? So I said good habits for smart believer. So I'm talking about smart believer. So now let me begin to talk to you about the good habits. Simple things. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be difficult to enjoy your Christian walk. Are you here? The first good habit of a smart believer is reading the Bible. Reading the Bible. Bible reading. You see, now, when I say reading the Bible, probably your thought is, so I came to church to hear them talk about reading Bible. No, as in, I forgot church. I know your work today. Pastor, you're getting him to preach. Reading Bible. The problem is that we have left the simple things, the good things, that get results, the things we can just touch and assess, that will give us results. We are looking for hard things. So, but alas, I'm going to show you. The word of God is so powerful, and your reading it will produce so much power in your life. The habits and things you are struggling with, the things you are looking for, they will flow to you, they will come to you. It will be so easy just by reading the Bible. We have made reading Bible look like nonsense. They've told you, like, reading Bible is, forget it. What are you saying? Reading Bible, what do you read Bible? You don't get anything, there's nothing there. And then you want to do something very difficult. If I tell you something to buy, to bring, clothing to wear, something hard that you have to probably pay money and do all that, you will believe it is, there's power inside. But if I tell you now, read your Bible, they say there's no way. It doesn't make any sense to you that I am telling you to read Bible. Believers have left reading the Bible. If I challenge you right now, we take a poll. Some of you have not even opened Bible. Opened it to read for months. Through this week, last Sunday to now. Not even opened it. I can even bet that some people don't even have the Bible. But there's so much power in the Word of God. So much power in the Word of God. Good habits of a smart believer. If you are smart, you just begin to read your Bible, prayer, we'll pinch a little bit of fasting, we'll touch this here, touch that, and you operate on those habits, those simple habits, you'll be so powerful. People will be asking you what do you do. I'm telling you. We've belittled the Word of God. We've belittled reading the Bible. We've belittled hearing God and said there's nothing inside. I'm not joking. I'm going to get into it. Are you here? That as I'm saying reading Bible now, to you it is reading Bible. You know, I think it's maybe there's a point when somebody takes maybe the Word of God, read his Bible rather, and just
dumpster that is throws it on the floor, and somebody's shouting, "Why would you do that? Don't do that," and all that. I said, maybe there's a point. It talks about the way you handle it. Maybe it shows that it is not, it's just one of those books. Come on. Maybe, because I've had that. I don't know if you've had that before. Somebody does, you don't say the Bible. Maybe Bible like this. And say, how will you study the Bible and what ends? I think I can appreciate what the person is trying to say. There should be some level of reverence, some level of understanding. That is not it as the case is, but I understand. Are you here? You read, when last did you read, sit down and read 3-4 chapters of the Bible? Trouble has started. One chapter. In the morning, in the evening. 5 verses. Just wake up, pick it, and just read 2, 3, 4, 5 verses. And go. When last? You see the problem. We don't even read the Bible. But we are looking for hard things to do. That's not smart. Come on. So I want to show you in the next few weeks. Simple things. Just the touch of a button here, do that. That can help you begin to see power in your life. And this Word of God thing is very powerful. Let's begin from John chapter number 7. Let's begin from John chapter number 7. Leave Bible reading. Tell me about how I can open the dimensions, the portals of the Spirit. Leave Bible. Tell us about power. Everyone say power. You've not even read Bible. Because that one is nonsense. In John chapter number 7, verse number 32, the Pharisees heard that people murmured such things concerning him, and just like he was this great guy. So they were like, what's crap? And the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. We're going to jump from verse 32 to verse 45. Can you just jump there? Move straight to verse 45. 32, we jump straight to verse 45. Then came the officers to the chief priests and the Pharisees. And they said unto them, why not brought him? Is it this? Come on. So they sent the officers to go and arrest Jesus. They were hearing things about this Jesus. So they said, guys, go and pick that guy up. These guys got there, and when they got there, Jesus was still talking. So they said, when he finished talking, we'll arrest him. But by the time he finished talking, the officer just said, more they go. They went back. He said, guy, we don't come. He said, why have you not brought him? Why did you guys arrest him? Next verse. Next verse is the key. They said, the officers answered, never man, speak like this man. People were not falling, no. Nothing was happening. He was just talking. They heard the man talk. And you can imagine those people say, he said, nobody. We've not heard somebody speaking like this. We couldn't arrest him. He was just what? Talking. I mean, how can people who from the outside only hearing his voice, they began to get convicted inside, they began to get touched inside, they began to feel differently, emotions were swearing, motivations were changing, come on, passion was also changing, desires were melting, new desires were coming up. This were, they said, normal people talk to you, they'll talk, your waka come out, nothing changes inside your heart, nothing affects you. Say, but this guy talking, he changed my emotions. That anger began to just die. I couldn't be so angry. On your face, but this guy, would you do me? I'll do you. When you start hearing him talk, he didn't lay hands, so they are not there. He didn't shout. He's just talking. They said, there was this guy that was one of them, the officers there. He was angry with his wife. He said, today, this woman must die. He pack and leave my house. But when he heard Jesus talking, he just began to be calm. Another one there was thinking of all the evil things he was going to do at that place. After we arrest this guy, drop this guy this night. Now we'll be soldier, but we need to hustle too. So we'll still carry guns, still hustle for night. But when he heard Jesus talking, all of them weak. I went back. I mean, they send you message. You are saying, punish us, beat us, do anything to us. We know ourselves, bad guys. But when we heard him talking, it changed our life. You see now? Only hearing him talking can change your life. If that anger you are complaining about, you are saying, Pastor, pray for me, there's a spirit of anger. Let Jesus talk to you. Read Bible. Pastor, my spirit, I always lost. Read Bible. When you hear Jesus talking, when you hear the words, when the words come to you, they just begin to penetrate into your heart. Yeah, it's like we'll go to Ephesians just now. It's like water. I'm not even following my notes. It just begins to wash you. It's washing. Ephesians, go to Ephesians chapter number 5. Let's look at it. It says, no man ever spoke like this man. Are you here? They heard Jesus talking. I want to ask you something before we read Ephesians just now. Do you agree with me that hearing him talking, reading him, the same effect will happen in your life? Are you in church? If you come to church and just sit by, you don't look like, just interact with me. Come on. Are you here? That's what I said. Are you here? Talk to me. Hearing him, reading him, it will be the same thing, Abby. If those guys stood there, they heard him, and it changed them. If you read him, it will also change you too. To change you. We have the chance of reading him. We have the chance of hearing it. If you even like audio Bible, you put it there. You have smartphones. The smart thing for a believer to do is to put audio Bible inside. And to hear these words, if you are hearing these words, the same thing that happened to these people will happen to you. I say there's a spirit of love. People are running from place to place, buying things from place to place, giving pastor money from place to place. But if you ask them if they read Bible, one thing will tell you is no. I've not really read it. Or they might even tell you they've read it, but they just read it and said nothing is happening. We need to come to a place where we believe there's power in this thing we are reading. Are you here? So people heard. I don't want us to run too fast. There are scriptures to look at. But people heard Jesus and they were moved. Somebody say it doesn't move you. It moves you. The real truth is that you never really read it. Truth, just as you are here. You never really read it. Most of the things you are hearing, most of the stories you know, is story that you heard on pulpits. When we're talking about Elijah now, let the God answer by fire be God indeed. Many people have never read the story. You never opened your Bible by yourself and used your toe to read it. Never. That is why believers again are also deceived. They are deceived because anything anybody tells you, it goes, it flies. You've never read the story yourself. You know, be truthful. This is not. I'm not trying to condemn, I'm trying to tell you truth. You never read it. It says, no man ever spoke like him. His words carry power. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, the words that I speak, he said, they are spirits and they are life. The words I speak, they are spirit and life. People don't pay attention to the words. Just bring the words. And now as I'm saying that here in the world, you say, no, them is only, hear it first. If it made difference in those men's hearts, I'm telling you, it will make difference in your heart. It's
Smart. No effortless transformation. Come on, say effortless transformation. Smart one. You just change. Pew. Say, how did you change? You say, if you tell the person, you say, no. Tell me what you go to. Now, Bible, why they read? Now, Bible, why they read? The next few weeks, it will be so simple. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You know what this means? It means that when you are hearing the words, you are going to get fuller spirits. A fuller spirit, their life. It means that they're going to be giving you life. You're going to be fuller. You're going to be richer. You're going to be bigger. He said, they are spirit. Pastor, my spirit is always dry. My spirit is down. He said, the words, they are, what are they? They are spirits. If you are reading many of the words, what will you be getting? You'll be getting many spirits. I don't know. You know what I'm saying now? I know that even the teaching, I say, these people. It's so simple, huh? Somebody will have to be, you want to miss it first of all, then somebody will not assist you to miss it. Read Bible. See, what thing do you use in a Bible I read? He says the words, they are spirits and they are life. They are spirits and they are life. You have a fuller spirit and you have more life flowing inside of you. Come on. Fuller spirits, more life. They are spirits and they are life. So imagine you are consuming, you are taking what? Spirit and life. And not Eba. Eba will give you carbohydrate and all that. So when you are consuming spirit and life, what will happen to your spirit? Your spirit will be fuller. Because you have been eating spirit. Say, what? Did you eat spirit yesterday? Say, yes. What about life? You drink small life. Say, man, we drink life. From where? From Kemi Mountain, praying all night, dying? No. The words that I speak. You can do this. It's so simple. Say, if I can climb mountain, Pastor, I want to seclude myself. I heard a man of God say, when I climbed the mountain for 21 days, Pastor, I know why there's nothing in my life. I've not climbed mountain. We are educated, such that ordinary believer cannot touch it. Then when I say, me, I've touched it, all of you come and clean my feet, you will get it. So that people can now serve me. Can serve the man. Not me, I don't do that nonsense. I know, you know what I'm talking about? The pastor. So I've climbed. You cannot climb the Bible prayer. Everything is useless. Just relax. Now, you come and talk, but I'm telling you, read the Bible. Your spirit will be fuller. You know, they eat spirit, they drink life. Just by doing something, say, doing what? What do I need to do to drink spirit and eat life? I want to eat plenty life. I say, read Bible. You say, go another church. May they tell us something. Okay, let me tell you what you need to do. And padlock and 2 coconuts. It makes sense now. Babe. And bring the teeth of a tortoise. And the tongue of a crocodile. Yeah. If you can't get those things, just bring 50,000. Because it is simple, it doesn't have power. But Jesus says, the words that I speak. You know, we know that scripture. I know all of you know that scripture. Jesus says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. So have you gone to read the word that he spoke? You don't have time. You see now? You don't have time. But you need more life. You want your life to be richer. You want your life to be fuller. You want to have satisfaction. You want to have peace of mind. Where do you think it will come from? Read Bible. These are the good habits. It's one number one good habit of a smart believer. You don't need to stress. You say, Pastor, I need more power, more things, more that. If I can get more, read the Bible. Everything is inside there. They couldn't arrest Jesus. They couldn't. They came back and said, bad people, funny people. They came back and said, when we heard him, we've not heard anybody talk like that. You know why? The words that I speak, they are spirit and life. When they were there, okay, you didn't connect it. You're not connected it.
When they were there, as they were hearing the thing, it was changing their spirits. It was changing them. They were noticing more of life and less of death in their hearts. You know, death is always, things go bad, my life don't go. But when Jesus spoke to you, there's hope. Hope came out. Things go walk. He says, let me tell you, you are all children of God. See, your life, you don't need to live in sin. The power of the devil is broken over your life. I'm telling you that all of you are sons of the Most High. Why are you living in destruction and living that negative mentality? Their lives, just by hearing him. If you read him, the same thing will happen to you today. Are you here? Move. Ephesians. Sometimes we are struggling. And you are struggling and you are looking for me to pray for you. Can you go to 25. Do 25. I think if I didn't give you, I'll be off. 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it. With what? With the washing of water. How? You see what the word of God does? It washes. It's like water. That's what it says. It's like water. It washes. If you start to take in the word of God, I'm telling you that it will wash you clean of all those negative thoughts. It will wash you. It will be washing. He will sanctify it. Jesus, works that he might sanctify and cleanse the church. How? With the washing of water. How? By the word. So it is the word that he will use to wash it and to sanctify it. But we think there is something more. So we come to him in the place of prayer. We get on our knees and we pray for him to sanctify us and to cleanse us. And then he says, all right, my son, my daughter, I have heard you. You know the instrument he will use to do it. Come on. The word. But alas, we don't even want to read it. Then guess what? We say, Pastor, lock me in church this night. There's a reason I want to stay in church. See, why you want to stay for church? We want to go and say, mosquito day this church. Next, no day. He go bite you. Say, Pastor, there are things, there is a way I used to think. All those things in my heart. I want to go. I want to cry before the Lord. The Lord say he will wash it with the word. And somebody says, after we lock you for church for all the next 4 nights, 5 nights, you carry jacket, carry modesty, you sleep here. And you go after doing that. And you go out and you feel, I feel good. You know, when you suffer, you feel that it is now justified. It must work because it is hard. I suffer, so it must work. And you step out and all manner of, I thought, then nobody say, all these things don't work. You didn't apply the instruments for it. It is the washing of water by the word. The word of God washes you. The thing now is that we don't turn scripture anymore. We have gone very smart. But can everybody read Ephesians 5:26? One, two, go. Everybody. Now, move to John chapter 15. Let me show you. John chapter 15, verse number 3. John 15:3. Now, ye are clean. How? Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. It says they are clean. I can go faster. But we will see the point to go faster. We need to begin to honor the word. Say, I read Bible, nothing happened.
That's the problem. Nothing.
The reason why nothing happened, and that's what, by the grace of God, we are correcting today, is because you don't expect anything to happen. You feel it's a useless instrument. But today, you are seeing power in the Word of God. It's not about how the thing happens, as if you just stand down there, as you just read verse 1 and verse 2. You just We'll get to that point. But, I mean, you are reading the thing in and out, day in and day out. You are reading the thing. It says now, I'm trying to help you. It says you are clean through the words, that word which I have spoken unto you. Now, it means now that if you are struggling, sometimes, do we take the meaning of the word? That if you are struggling with any form of issue in your life, and you are feeling it makes you somehow, that if you read the word of God, it is enough to clean you. Jesus himself is the one that said, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Jesus knew the power of his words. We too should know the power of his words. He says, the words I have spoken unto you, it has cleansed you. You are clean. Someone say, Pastor, I know I'm not clean. You don't know my mind. You don't know my heart. My heart, they enter my mind. Oh, manna. He says, you are clean through the word. So, what do I need to do to be clean? Come on. Come on, say, Pastor, deliver me. There's no spirit. If I don't see any gay, if I don't look, the spirit. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. You are clean through the word. So what should you do? Smart believer, what will you now be doing? Word. You come here, you say, Pastor, pray. After this pastor finish, you say, someone just visits church for the first time. After I visit church for the first time, I say, I want to see the pastor. The pastor. I mean, we have this thing happening. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. They just called me from Okada. Somebody came to church. I've never been at ministry before. He just came one time, said, I want to see the pastor. They were not even having service. So they called pastor. Pastor came and he said, see, I'm having this issue. I've struggled with this issue for a long time. I want to change. I don't want it to be. I just know my Christian life should go up and all that. So pastor, he said, all right. We'll get to talk to you, get to show you things to do, blah, blah, blah. We'll do all that kind of stuff and all that. And then his next question is there any prayer group I can join? There's no prayer group. We pray and fast like this. We do this, join. And all that. He says, all right. Any early morning prayer? That's the idea. Early morning prayer group. So we don't do early morning prayer group. And everything. He said, okay. We never saw him again. What he really wanted, felt that if he joins a group and he prays every 6 to 6:30, 7 to 8 o'clock, that it will finish. Many believers, maybe even you here, you have done that. My dear, it has not finished. And you are beginning to wonder. We've removed number one, word of God. Now we remove number two, prayer. After one early morning prayer, by around 2. So, what is the point? We're not starting from the basis. I'm starting from this on purpose. Word of God. Come on. Word of God. It's the basis. That's where you start from. You make up your mind. My appeal to you is to read the Bible. Finish. That's what I came to you. And I know you are not reading the Bible. Many of you are not. Pastor, the first quizite, had a church. I don't have a problem with that. I said, read the Bible. Coming to church is important because you get the word through. For example, I'm teaching you this in church. Very important. But you can get so much done in your life. So much growth. Come on. So much growth. You can grow by reading Bible. The problem is that you are thinking that there's something, Pastor, give us one key. There's no key. The key in my life is reading Bible. There's no key. Read Bible. It will change your motivation. It will change your desires. It will twitch your desires, to move your desires. It will affect your thoughts. It will affect your thoughts. Your thoughts will not be more aligned to Bible things. It will start telling you, you know, so when you are met with hard difficulties in life and things that are painful or something, what arises within you? Nothing. Why? Because there's no word of God there to arise. Come on. When a situation happens, what response do you give? First thing, I'll call my uncle. Let me talk to my brother. Let me see if this is, or maybe a good one, which is also a bad one. Let me call pastor, which is not a bad one. But does the word of God come to your mouth easily? Many times we want to change. We want to be transformed. We want to have more power. We want to see more life, fuller life, richer health. But come on. We don't read the Bible. We instead rather begin to look for things, hard things. We start off from maybe 21 days. Brothers and sisters, I know I've hinted, I've been doing these teachings for later, I've been teaching for long, so I might have hinted it. 21 days prayer fasting will help you a great deal, but it will not wash you. You will find that you are back there. If you cross 21, after 21 days, you do extra 1 week, you try, extra 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you try, extra 1 month maybe, but it will not be long. You find yourself in the same place, depression, anxiety, pain, sin, guilt. The pastor, guilt is eating me up. Guilt will eat you up. The only thing that can help you is the word of God. And it is so simple, so easy. All of us have access to it. Either you have it in hard form, or you have it inside your phone. There's Bible in your phone. You can download it. It's not even heavy. Most Bibles is 16 MB, 20, 23 MB. But alas, you are looking for something tougher. That's why I said good habits, of believer when get sense. Smart believer. You need to be smart. You cannot read the story. I can challenge you. If you want to take the challenge, open up to take the challenge. You cannot read the story of David over and over and over again, and something will not happen in your heart. It starts from where David started, and read the story of David, and then you read it through. Or you take Daniel, and you are just reading Daniel. The more you read, you know those stories, right? Stories, in our story. How they read Bible for story? How they read story for inside Bible? Joseph and his brothers now went. So the brothers now showed him inside a pit. So the only thing you want to say, in the name of Jesus, every pit that you're in, that's good. I didn't say that's bad. You only took that part. The pastor took that part, ministered something to you. But you read the story. Then you read that, you read the story of Joseph through and through. And you are reading the story of Joseph. Let me tell you what will happen. Something about Joseph's life will enter into your life. The grace of Joseph, that same grace that took him from all those troubles and made him prime minister, that same grace, that same power will also enter into your life. That's what reading all those stories are about. The father that we have that gave us the Bible, put it together and put story inside. Come on. Little David killed Goliath. Hallelujah. Little David was a shepherd boy. He killed Goliath and fed for joy. You don't know that song? We grow up differently. You don't know that song? We grew up differently. I don't old finish. There's this song we were singing in primary school. No wonder you were looking at me. This guy, don't they go. You're like, what's he singing? They go there. This is the song we sang. Little David killed Goliath. Hallelujah. Little David was a shepherd boy. He killed Goliath and he shouted for joy. Hooray! Shouted for joy. Hooray! He didn't sing that song. That's the problem. But you know how this thing molds you. When things, if you read that story and it's inside you, it has cooked, it has deposited its grace inside you. That same grace, that same manner, that that same attitude of David, you too will have it concerning anything in front of you. You will not see a 6-foot giant in front of you. So you're thinking you will not see 1 6-foot man standing in front of you. But there are some issues in your life that they are like Goliath. And when you have read that story, and you have come to like that story, and you just have it inside of you, when something don't happen, the story, you know what I'm talking about. I hope you are still here. It comes up and you say, nothing happened. Why? Because I remember. There's one story like that in the Bible. You see that? And this thing, I know. But many a times, we don't even know. We've not even started the knowing. We've not read it, so the Holy Spirit cannot even help us remember it. Are you here? My argument today is a very simple argument. This one next week. I think the other ones will be shorter. This is the biggest one. Read it first. Let me tell you one challenge. I want to break one challenge. Are you here? I don't have much time. So let me see if I can break this challenge. Go to James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. How many things to read? I've never started. So this will help us begin to... I want to help you to begin to go to the Bible and read it. I said, you read it. You are reading the Bible. Begin to see that it is powerful. We need to start believing that the word is powerful enough to transform us. We need to start honoring the word. We need to start honoring the word. You know, like those officers that they sent to arrest Jesus, when they got there, they heard Jesus, they says, no man ever spoke like this man. I listened to a true testimony from a dear man of God, Pastor Dwayne Sherish. Great man of God. And he has this, many years ago, when there was cassette. He has this free cassette. I received several free cassette from him. And you put it in the car cassette, that in your plane cassette. Somebody came to a member's car, stole the car. And he had a part one, part two, part three series inside the car. So the thief played the message part one. However it happened. Finished playing part one, put part two. Played part two. I'm telling you real. You know, there are things some people will tell you from one side and just know you're just, well, you have to just finish playing part two, played part three. The thief returned the car. Called the number there. I've given my life to Christ. This will happen. I listened to the part one, part two, part three of the message I saw inside the car. And I felt convicted and returned the car. We play with the word. But the word is so powerful. Return the car. He just took the car and returned it. He got saved. He said, I can't steal this car. So the question he asked himself, I'm listening to you. He said when he heard it, he himself was shocked. Who removes, it's not continuous play. He had to remove the part one and put the part two. Then he played it. Boy, this is fine. So he makes it. After he finished, move on. Put the part three. Finish. He gave his life to Christ and returned the car. I wrote them. I said, Jesus, that is me. Amazing. The word, Bible, reading, word, is nonsense to us. We say there's no power there. So much power in it. When we start believing, then we start seeing the power. I believe that I read this thing in spirit and life. I believe. Spirit and life. Spirit, like maybe you didn't know what spirit and life was. I've told you now. You are a spirit. It will feed your spirit. You're strong. Say, Pastor, they used to come and oppress me in the night. It's not everybody they used to oppress. It's not everybody they used to oppress. I'm just being truthful to you. Eat spirit and eat life. Huh? Drink. No, you don't, let one be liquid, one be solid. Abi? Eat spirit. Drink small life. Let them come and find you in the night. Isn't it why they can go home? It's because your spirit is weak. There's no life. You are near 2% to die. I'm not trying to be angry with anybody. No, when your phone is weak, it's low. You know what I say? My battery will soon die. But the phone is still on, Abby. It's still there alive, but it's weak. You try to on your light. On the light. The app will say it cannot come on. But the phone not working, the phone is working. Say, Dad, it has worked. My children, everything, if you see it's not working, it has worked. Once they say it's not working, the next statement they say is, it has worked. That is not working. It has spoiled. This is not spoiled. You are not doing it well. Because only that the light is not coming on. It's not working. The light has spoiled. Say that's spoiled. Charge it. You find out that it is working. It will come on. Nothing don't spoil at all. And you need spirit and life. And where are they coming from? Word of God. Where is Word of God? Everywhere. It's in your phone. It's in your phone too. Finish. Devil is defeating believer because they won't open Bible and read spirit and life. And then we don't believe. The reason why we don't do it. No, it's not your fault. The reason why you've never really read your Bible. Because you believe that there's nothing inside. If you don't read them, you say, but someone say, I read, I can't confuse. But you like the story of David. What about the story of Abraham? What about the story of Saul? They are beautiful stories. And what about when Paul is writing something and Paul is saying to you, saying some things? Fear not, little children, you have overcome them. What don't you understand then? Somebody say, if I had to read Bible, I know they understand that. What do you not understand? Fear not, little children. You have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he in the world. What do you not understand? The devil has blinded believers that this thing in front of you, it's not powerful. That you should drop it and go and look for something very powerful. Yes, there's something inside. Let me do some. I'm going to do this. And not because I don't feel that maybe you've not gotten my message. You sent me a message and I'm delivering my message to you. The message is sent to me. But I want to do it so that we become radical with the word. You wake up in the morning. Say, even if it's 5 verses I can read. And you start to read it. Come on. If for nothing, read Matthew, Mark, Luke. Read the story of Jesus. How Jesus walked by the man and healed him. How Jesus went there and said, come. He said, he laid hands on the leper and he was cleansed of the leprosy. Read the story of Jesus. How that woman came and tossed and she was healed. See, you say, nothing can touch me again. You will know. You have Jesus inside of your heart. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And you are reading those things. You don't really finish. Have you read the book of John from one to the big ending? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. As many that received Him, to them He gave power to become sons of God. Is it the same Bible? Read it, you will see. When you go out that morning, I challenge you. When you go out in the morning, Monday morning like this, after reading 3 chapters, the color, everything will be colorful. I'm not joking. It's just now this thing, now they make me the bubble. That's all the truth. Pastor, what will be the real secret? All these words, just remember one. He said, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. When they came to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. He said, their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Who is he that can say a thing and bring it to pass if the Lord has not decreed it? He heard, correct? He said, you go see. I said, are you normal? Can you say a thing and bring it to pass if the Lord has not decreed it? The scriptures are there. They are flowing. It's everywhere. I'm defended. Things are coming. Everything is working because of the word. That's the truth. That's not the truth. If it's for receiving, you will also receive. There are scriptures everywhere for everything. He gave us a whole sack of stuff so we can, anything you want. If it's to defend, somebody came to my office. He said, he brought us, he said, we are the man, he brought us one stick. He said, we are the one. I was looking at him, I was laughing. I said, this one doesn't know what he's talking about. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. I said, you can't do anything. So let me tell you, I said, no, I'm doing my job. You can't do anything. What this thing don't mean anything. If I go today, if I go, you just know that something will happen. I said, you can't go. I'm not joking. You have to first of all know. Or else you start. Sometimes believers are shaky because they don't know anything. They don't have anything. See, if you come, do you, have you read Bible? It's not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They put inside fire. Somebody else appeared, joined them. Fire no burn them. They took Daniel, and put him inside lion's den. He said, my God sent his angels and shut the mouth of the lions. That's what he said. But you've not even read the story. You've heard of Daniel in lion's den. When you read the story, it will come alive in your heart. And then, guess another thing, I'm going to go further. You need to read it over and over and over again. It will begin to grow in your heart. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the word of God. I'm excited. I'm just excited. Are you here? It's not as if it doesn't work. I want to give you one code before I go. Code. If you go inside river water, and you can stand, let's say, get to your ankle level. You say, this water is not washing, it's not cleansing, it's not doing anything. It cannot even carry me safe. You don't need to do more. Another one step deeper. The water itself, you won't rise. The water will rise. Have you? You find out that you're not, it's not difficult to move. You move, you just take steps hard. Now say, go forward again. You not go forward again, the water gets here. You want to even move, leg cannot move. As you take the next step, the same water, what does it do? From the ground. The more you take in the word of God, the more it will be. It will make you inside strong. That's when the enemy will come. Somebody say, but the next key, I'm giving you my next key, don't mind me, is that you read it and you keep reading it. Don't say it. Who tells you it don't work so you can leave the water and go back to the shallow ground? Come on. What's your reason? Say, Pastor, nothing changed. Just be reading it like that. Come on. Are you here? Who is it? That said, it's in, if you're not reading the past. All right, let's go to James. Don't worry. No, leave it in James. All right. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like, man, can I do this one? Are you still here? If any man be a hearer of the word and not, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Right? So, the challenge we have with that verse, I'm not going to read further. You know the verse. Hearer of the word, not a doer. Okay, let's read the next verse, please. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his own way, and straightforward forgetteth what manner of man he was. Next verse. But whoso looketh to the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Are you here? I want to show you foundation. It says now, there's a problem, there's a challenge. And this verse has been construed by the devil to lead the church in the wrong direction. It says that, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Right? This man shall be blessed in all his deeds. The blessed man, if we start from behind, the man that is blessed in all his deeds, come on. The man that is blessed in all his deeds is the man who does work. Does what? Does the work. Abi? See? But the man that does the work must first of all do what? Aha. That's the key. I've solved the problem if you are here. The man that must do the work must first of all hear. You are saying forgetful hearer. But the problem is that he must first of all hear before we can determine whether he can forget or he can remember. So the starting point to blessedness. I'm not trying to be nice. It is starting point. If he has never heard, he will never walk. Try, pay attention. If you don't know, say, if you never hear, because when they use the word no wrongly, if you never hear, say they give one million naira for ring road every Monday morning by 5 a.m., you know if you ever get that 1 million naira. So what is the beginning point? Are you saying something now? The real beginning point for your life, as you are sitting down here, is to first of all hear. I know you say the doer. Make sure you do. If you don't do, you go to hell. Fire. Here's the story. First of all, hear first. If you don't hear, you can't do. There's nobody that does who never hears. And so I tell you this. Faith comes by hearing. It comes. That's the only way. You must hear first. No. Until you hear, you cannot remember. Can you remember something you've never heard? We will complain about forgetting it. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not countering scripture. I'm showing you foundation. There's a difference. And when we do this, it opens our eyes to start the work. Many times we don't start the work because we jump to the next place. We start from hearing. So the man hears. Yes, he can forget. Right? If he forgets, then we can talk about reminding him. When we remind him, it's not enough. He will not start to do the thing that the word says he should do. Then he will now be blessed. Abi? So the beginning, we must trace it to the beginning point of the man's life, when things began to turn around for him, was when he heard. Once he heard, you can hear, they are giving, for example, I'm telling you now, in case you don't know, ring road, that ring road, you get the ring road, there's one kiosk like that by our side, 1 million naira, they are giving you 1 million naira, 5 a.m., so, at last. They gave me last week. Can you get there by 5 a.m.? Well, if you get there, you see. All right. I've given it. So that's what I've said. So remember. So you go home. You eat Eba. You play 10-10. Play. And then you forget. You forget now so you don't go. Right? Because you forgot. But the beginning point of this whole thing is to have first of all heard. The person who has heard, stay with me. I want to make a point. Has a higher chance than a person who... The person who has never heard does not even stand a chance. We can remind the person who has heard and forgot. We cannot remind the person who has never heard. Holy Spirit wants to speak to your heart, but you've never read Bible. So he doesn't have to say, to remind you, what you read last week when you were reading the Bible. But you want to say, ahem, ahem, Alex, you know when you read, okay, no be Alex reading. Now this guy reading. Alex though, continue your life like that. He can't walk. He can't help you. But you could have read the scripture and forgotten it. And then you are there, you are saying, my life is hard. And then you say, let me just pray to me, Father help me. I should just say, Father help me. A scripture will just arise in your heart because you have read the scripture before. I'm arguing for reading Bible. Just read this first. Inside there. You can forget it, but let it be inside there. When you need it, it will come out. The Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. I don't have time. I can talk scripture in John chapter 14, say you bring it to your remembrance. Don't move there. But let me mark this. I want to show you this hearing as the beginning point. And the person who has heard is already a step higher and better than the person who has never heard. And that hearing is the foundation. I'll show you from scripture. Romans chapter 10. Quickly, just go there. I give you the scripture and verse. So we don't stay here. I know you guys are getting tired. You guys are getting tired of me? Really? All right, you love me, say I love you, Pastor. Verse number 14. Some people are angry right now. Verse number 14. How then shall they call on him? You see it now? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not what? Believed. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not what? Heard. And how shall they hear without a preacher? So, we want them to believe. But the question he asks us is how shall they believe in him of whom they have not? You see it now? So if they must believe, say, you are going to believe, you don't believe. If you've not heard, you cannot believe. You cannot believe. So the starting point of your life, this today, I believe, marks a turning point in your Christian walk. You see now, I've not prophesied too much, but this small prophecy is powerful. If it's from today, you will start to read Bible. you will start to read it and read it and read it morning, night, and noon. You'll be reading it from today. And your Christian life that you are thinking, my Christian life is dry, I'm telling you, to become so wet, you will know that you came to church today. It's not because I have confidence in myself. I preached this thing. This book, if you read them, it will enter your mind. But I know they know what they do. I'm still too bad. I know they know. I said, just they read them first. Yeah? More they call it, they do bad. No, do bad. They do bad. You want to do bad, continue. But they read them more. When you read them, you somewhere. John 8:8. David now said, do not do this thing. Nobody did it. Only you. Word of God is powerful. To convict the man, to talk. Say, man, they follow you, run up and everywhere. They bind demon, they follow you, they say, Jesus, there's a demon on your head. I saw one demon living there. There's no thing. Read Bible, demon will run. Bible. He did there. He would ask, they push you, but you have. You know what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3? Colossians 3:16. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Soak on. Is there? Soak on. Demon going to talk. Word of God going to talk. Demon will say, let me tell you, that guy, go and take your knife, stab her, do this. Word of God going to say, soft answer, turn it away, rats. Do not answer a fool as a fool, at least you become like a fool. Leave a fool in his own folly. Ha! Only by the demon by saying, you know the hear words, you know the hear words. My God talk to person with the hear words, you know the hear words. Why? You now have another word. You now have another word. The word of God. But when there's no option, now only demon hold you the hear. Only demon who is the hear. The voice of God is reached from here. It will enter from here. But if we don't have this one, we are left alone with only the devil. And he'll be talking. Because angel, Holy Spirit want to speak to you. Angel want to speak to you. But they cannot. Because there's no word. They can't imagine. No, you want to start. I will fight you today. Don't die. It's the pull on. You just hear. The man of God must not strive. The wrath of men does not work the righteousness of God. I'm quoting scripture. I'm telling you, I'm quoting scripture. The wrath of men. You know, I don't verse many times. If I answer this bros now, I don't die. You carry your kill yourself. The wrath of men, it will not work the righteousness of God. Kai! It's what? And because, but if I tell you, that scripture I just quoted now, if I tell you to say Bible, who asked you to approach? Okay, it's good. No, leave it. It's good. You have to be opening my scriptures like that. You are good. I think you'll be the man in that place. You see there? The wrath of man does not work. It's in James. But have you ever read the book of James? Where's the book of James? Why would we say open the Bible to the book of James? You first go to the beginning page and check. Check the table of contents. The content is not inside you. It's inside the table of contents. You have to go to the content. That is the beginning of. You know, we are laughing like this, but that is the beginning of our failure. That is the things that churches don't teach today. Nobody will tell you, read Bible. For what? Just listen to me. There's a place. Listen to me, it's powerful. Very powerful. If you can have me put in your phone, go and take the message, you are listening to me. Very powerful. We are going to be helping you now on the channel. This Sunday service will be replayed again. We'll play this on this episode. So every week, you can have it on the channel. You just click a link, it just open. You just play it again. Because when you are hearing this thing again and again, some things you miss just now, they will enter again. It's in James. But have you even read the book of James? That's the first question for me to you. Have you even read the book of James? So read Bible. So he says, can we go back to Romans? Let me go. I want to go today. You got something today? When you go to church today, what the pastor say, what they do? You know, you preach Rema. Rema, big something. You know, bring two cutlass to cut the head of your enemy and one coconut. Abi? If you cannot buy cutlass and coconut, my wife will be selling cutlass and coconut next week. We'll bring cutlass. So don't even bother yourself. I'm thinking you should not bother. Don't stress yourself. We go to the church store. Go to the church store. There's coconut cutlass. You need to. You know why? Because in Avenger, you have to cut the head. Not like this, but not one. You know those iron, those swords that used to have in two, so you can pew. So if you want to kill the enemy, you need two cutlass and one coconut. That coconut is a representation. When we have cut the enemy head, we will break the coconut, and that cutlass is 5,000. Coconut is 3,500. That's how much? 13,500. So all of you come to church next week with 13,500. I mean, you will see from next week all your enemies will die. You know, shout amen. Amen. We kill them next week. They die all next week. 13,500. Come with your 13,500. Your leaders will remind you. Or read the Bible. Read the Bibles and your life will be more victorious. That one too simple, Abby. But how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? We need them to believe, right? But how shall they believe in whom they have not? You see the real thing? I want you to believe, but you cannot believe until you hear. He said, how shall they hear without a preacher? He's talking about when we preach. When we go out to preach. The same principle applies to you. We're not going out to preach. You're already saved, have we? The principle applies to you. The same when you sit down and read the Bible. You don't need a preacher now. You have the Bible in your house. You have it in your phone. If the phone is with you in the office. Some of you, your phone is with you in your bedroom, in your toilet. I catch you, Abby, I don't catch you. You can't go to the toilet without your phone. The phone is with you everywhere. But there's one thing you will not look inside. Bible. Can we bow our heads? Today marks a turnaround in my life. I'm reading the Bible. I'm reading the Bible. I make up my mind. Come on. In the name of Jesus. I make up my mind to read the Bible. In the name of Jesus. I make up my mind to read the Bible. The Bible is the word of God to me. It brings life to me. It brings life. It brings power to me. So we say in the name of Jesus. I make up my mind to read the Bible. From today, I begin to read the Bible. There's power in the Bible. There's power in reading the Bible. Jesus says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. And dear Jesus, I know you speak to me from your word as I read the Bible. I receive spirit and I receive life. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Would you pray today? Make a commitment. A commitment today to read the Bible. Read the Bible. Lord, from today, I read the Bible. I make up my mind. It's done. It's a done something. I'm reading the Bible. I'm reading the Bible. Lord. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, everywhere. Everywhere, every time, I'm reading the Bible. I'm reading your word. I'm reading your word. I have your word inside of me. This is the commitment today. To read the word. To read the word. The word of God has power to transform your life. It has power to heal your bodies. It has powers to heal your bodies. And heal your body. It has powers to heal your bodies. In the name of Jesus. The word of God heals your body. Yes, it does. It does. In the name of Jesus, I see the power in your word. I believe your words are spirit and life. Come on. Would you say, Lord, I believe your words are spirit and life. They are spirit and life. They are for me. In the name of Jesus. Your word is health to my flesh. Even your word is health to my flesh. It is spirit, it is life. As I take in your word, I am transformed. Just reading the Bible. Woo! It's a good habit. It's a good habit. It's a good habit. I'm a smart believer. Smart one. Taking these things, taking in the word. I want to transform my life. I imbibe these good habits now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Pray for you today. I decree over your life that from now on you begin to read the Bible.
A passion for the word does it consumes you right now. In the name of Jesus. All of you, you are reading the Bible all the time. In the name of Jesus, let that passion well up inside of you. You go into this week reading the Bible and reading it. In the name of Jesus. I mean, people have been saying, you know, they read Bible every time. You be pastor. That Bible reading habit, it rests upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. All of you. I see you now reading the Bible. I see you hungry to read the Bible. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, come on, somebody rejoice in the house.